Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so this morning as I'm getting ready for work, I'm getting dressed and everything. And I'm standing in the bathroom and, you know, I'm getting ready to put my socks on and stuff. And I look down and my feet are kind of whitish. And it's kind of like I got this chalkiness to
like
a couple.
More than usual?
A little chalkiness to my little piggies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is, And I reached down and I like kind of scratched some of the white off my big toenail, off the big little piggy, the little piggy that went to market.
Yeah.
And I'm scratching it. I'm like, oh, and it's in between my toes.
Oh.
And I went, I smelled it and I go, oh. Well, that's Greek yogurt.
What? Between the piggies?
It's just a little something that Nicole and I are into right now.
That's not where it goes.
I had Greek yogurt on my little piggies this morning.
Talk about protein, Maxine.
So, of course, I had been stretching, so I put my foot in my mouth and sucked it off, you know, get my protein.
Yeah, yeah.
No, so yesterday afternoon, I forgot about this, I was getting some stuff out of the fridge, okay? And teetering right on the edge was a Costco size thing of Greek yogurt.
Uh-huh.
And down it went, boom, hit the floor.
Explosion.
One of those things where you say so many cuss words.
Yeah.
Because the lid blew off, the side cracked open.
Oh.
I kid you not, there was Greek yogurt all over the kitchen.
Yeah.
All over it. And apparently, I got a little in my toes, and I didn't know it, and it just dried overnight, so I woke up and I had chalky Greek yogurt all over my feet. But have you ever been in that circumstance when something falls out of the fridge?
Yeah.
And it's just like a bomb went off?
Well, and you got to have like CSI come and clean it up because you don't know where that splatter went. It's like
so just this morning. Yeah, just this morning as I was getting ready, I went down to investigate and there's still little splatters on the cabinets. There's a little on the fridge still.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
I've told you this has happened to me in the morning because I don't have my grip strength about me quite yet when I'm like making my coffee. And I have dropped complete half gallons of creamer on my floor at 4 a.m. and the only thing that's worse than cleaning up all that is doing it at 4 a.m. before you've had your coffee.
You're groggy.
Oh, it's the worst. So I've spilled a thing of spaghetti sauce, which again, that's messy stuff right there, mm-hmm. you know? This has happened to me multiple times.
The physics behind it too is fascinating.
Yeah.
That when it hits, it goes everywhere.
In every direction.
I mean, it's hitting the ceiling. Yeah. It's hitting the cabinets. It's on your feet. One of the worst ones that ever happened to me was I made some chili in the crock pot, you know, and there's a big bowl left of the chili from the night before. And I opened up the fridge and that baby flew out of there and hit the ground and the bowl shattered too. So then you got shattered glass mixed in with chili. That floods the whole house.
And that just doesn't smell good at that point
either. No, and it stinks. Yes.
And now you got to move.
Yeah, now you have to put a house on the market.
Exactly.
You got to put that on Zillow that there was an incident in the kitchen with chili.
It smells like chili.
Declare the chili incident before you sell it.
Lord help you. Like you said, with creamer or milk or anything that's like dairy-based, if you don't get it all, like, and if it's going under the fridge, that's going to be stinky in a few days.
And it gets in between the stove and the counter. Like, that stuff will find a way to make its way into every crook and cranny. Oh, and dairy is smelly.
Mom drama. Llama, mom drama. Oh, this is so good. There's always so much drama going on amongst the moms at school, I feel like. And this one, I think, takes the cake, or takes the Oreo, rather. There's a viral social media phenomenon going on right now called Oreogate. Now, it all started when a creator named Ashley shared screenshots of a kindergarten class group chat where another mother named Michelle is demanding that all the other moms stop packing Oreos in their children's lunches.
And other junk food stuff, right?
Yeah, specifically focusing on Oreos, though, because Oreos are not allowed in their house. Uh-huh. And her daughter, Ava, came home crying because the other kids in her class have Oreo cookies and she wasn't allowed to eat them at home. Now, there's no allergies or other school rules involved, just a disagreement over household boundaries. Now, some of the other moms are starting to push back, but listen to this. Here's what Michelle did over the cookies. Michelle emailed the kindergarten teacher demanding that the school implement a strict approved snack list, and the school flatly denied her request. Then, unwilling to accept defeat, she reportedly got into the school somehow, maybe doing something in the classrooms, and she actually searched through some of the other children's lunchboxes to see what was in there, looking for Oreos. She demanded that the school and the teacher seat her daughter Ava away from any of the Oreo lovers during lunchtime so Ava would not be tempted. And the other moms are fired up over this.
Yeah.
They're like, what the hell are you doing, Michelle? You can't tell us what we can and cannot pack in our kids' lunches. Now, furious over this, a separate text thread was formed amongst some of the other mom squad members. And here's what they did during the sidebar chat. They all agreed to collectively pack two or more Oreos in every single's lunch, every single kid's lunch the next day. So they upped the amount of Oreos. And one mother intentionally upgraded her kid to double stuffed Oreos to maximize Michelle's frustration. I am loving the drama back and forth
right?
here.
My gosh.
So that's kind of the question out there this morning. Like, does Michelle have a leg to stand on here with demanding that the school, the teachers, these other moms stop permitting these junk food options in the lunches? Because it makes her daughter sad?
Are you telling me Michelle actually went into the school and looked through kids' lunches?
Sounds like it. That's
Michelle's
what the story says.
Got control issues, I think.
And then what's she doing? Taking the Oreos out and stealing them and throwing them in the trash?
No, you know she's eating those Oreos.
Come
she's
on. Keeping
is that what
Michelle.
It is? She's sneaking them. She's
you ain't got to lie to kick
down.
It. We know you're eating those cookies.
That's funny. But anyway, I'm loving this back and forth. I'm loving reading about all this, and I know there's probably people out there on Michelle's side saying, you know what, one, you got to think about kids' health anyway, because that is consistently listed on some of the worst products that you can eat is the Oreo, because the amount of food dye in it and food coloring. So I know there's people out there that are like, you know what, Michelle's probably right. She should have, there should be stricter guidelines in these schools.
Yeah, Michelle's right about her own kid, but Michelle has no right to preach her judgment on all the other children who aren't hers. That's my opinion about that.
Like, I know, but as a courtesy, don't you think the other moms should just kind of band together and be like, you know what, as a courtesy, we're all, you know, it's the community. It takes the village. Shouldn't they all just be like, all right, we'll just stop packing Oreos. Our kids probably shouldn't be eating those anyway.
I don't know.
It takes a village.
I think that's a huge reach of an ask
massive.
For Michelle.
It's a massive
ask. I think that's way too much for her to ask. And truthfully, I feel like, you know, I have stopped having expectations for other people. Because when you stop, Michelle, expecting everyone to do what you expect them to do, your life gets a lot easier, you know? And so I think that, again, Michelle has a problem with control, and that is the real issue here, not what the kids are eating. It's about Michelle.
It's a big ask on her part, but it's the whole, you know, you don't get it unless you ask for it, too. So, I mean, she's putting herself out there.
I guess.
What do you think? What side are you on? Are you on Michelle's side, who is saying, hey, we need to ban Oreos and all the lunches? Please help another mom out. Or are you on the side of Ashley and her other mom squad who is just packing double stuffs now and saying, screw you, baby.
I love Ashley.
You know, now you get five Oreos. I mean, yeah, and that's bad on the kid then. Then the kid's pounding down five Oreos at lunch, and they shouldn't be doing that either.
And here's some gushers.
Yeah,
no,
right.
What?
Wash it down with a Diet Coke or something. Here is Sarah. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you betcha. Okay, so whose side are you on? Are you on side Oreo or are you on side no Oreo or side double stuff?
Well, I'm on side double stuff, but I also think there's a subtext that we're missing.
Okay.
I think Michelle is trying to prevent her daughter from feeling sad.
Yeah.
That she doesn't have the Oreos. And I think parents do that all the time, but it's completely unrealistic.
It is. Can't you just find something that that makes Ava happy in her lunch and just give her more of that then?
Yeah.
Yeah, or teach her how to process sadness.
Yeah, right. There's like, also that.
You're going to have sadness all through your life,
oh
sweet
my,
Ava.
Wait till you're an adult.
Suck it up.
100%. It's Oreos now. It's losing a job the next time.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
That's exactly
Losing a pet, like losing a friend.
Yeah.
Like this is
exactly.
Minor in the world of sadness, right? It really is.
100%.
So I am putting you on team double stuff. Like, no, don't cave to Michelle's wishes, right?
And add the gushers.
Michelle.
Plus gushers. Perfect.
Sarah knows what's up. You got to listen to Sarah, Michelle.
Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. Here is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hi. We'll go ahead and say I'm definitely team double stuff.
Okay.
No spoiler there.
Just want to start it with that.
I'd like to announce to the entire Denver Metro that Chris loves double stuff. All right, buddy. What are your thoughts on this, though?
I want to also add, they do have healthier options to where you can actually trick your kid. They think they're eating unhealthy snacks, but they're actually eating plant-based stuff and don't even know it.
Oh,
now you're really going to piss that
do
poor
they have
Ava off.
Plant-based Oreos now?
Yuck. Yuck all day long,
maybe,
Chris. How dare you even bring that up?
Actually spread that to parents and get them to actually sneak healthier options into their child packages.
All right. I don't know. Kids are pretty smart. They're going to be like, what is this crap?
Yeah, this tastes plant.
This tastes like a plant. in general, Chris, like besides the healthier options, which side are you on? You are on team double stuff. So what's your reasoning behind that?
Well, I'm kind of anti just some weird, creepy parent sneaking into kids' lunch boxes and touching all their food and spreading COVID-19.
Yes!
It seems a little bit weird to me.
That's odd. Michelle's got issues, right, Chris? Like, that's an odd thing.
She's a little cray-cray.
Yes!
She is! She's off a rocker. She's a little sus, as the kids say. All right, Chris, we got you on team double stuff. We appreciate you calling in. Here's Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you today?
Well, we're kind of craving some Oreos now.
I know. I really am.
I mean, me too. It's one of my favorites. You know what? I'm a dietitian, and I think it's insane to not eat Oreos. I think it's all part of a healthy diet, putting everything in there. And to start doing that, you're causing some eating disorders for your kiddo.
Yep.
Let it go. Figure out what's going to make your kid happy. And what are you going to do when the kid goes to high school? What are you going to have the kids do then? Like, every step is going to be harder and harder for this poor kid.
Yeah.
Right. You're not going to be able to monitor it in high school at all.
Well,
I mean, remember in high school, I had French fries every single day for like 4 years.
That vending machine saw me daily, Marcy. Like, it was, you couldn't stop me.
Seriously, model your behavior at home and then let her learn how to eat and be social.
Yeah.
Because you're putting her in a social box by herself.
She's alienating her child for
Absolutely.
Sure.
I think so.
All day long.
I think so.
And this is coming from a dietitian right here.
This is
coming from a dietitian. Yes. And are you allowed to go through other kids' backpacks?
I know. I think. Well, no.
No, you're not.
I think she was caught. So yeah. Cuckoo party of one.
I think that's a bigger issue than the Oreo.
I agree. Marcy, what are your thoughts on the plant-based Oreos?
You know what? If you want them, have them. But I'm all about if you're going to eat the real thing.
Yes.
Absolutely. I'd rather throw myself into traffic than to eat the plant-based ones.
Yeah. I just want the Oreo, dip it in the milk, and call it a day.
Done and done. Marcy, we appreciate your call so very much. We are out of time, but I can tell you right now, everybody else on hold is essentially on team double stuff.
Yeah.
So don't cave to crazy Michelle. Don't do it.
No.
Thank you so much for your calls and comments today, you guys. I hope this one brought you a smile with JKJ here at Mix.